أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Muslims all over the world celebrate today the first day of Rabi' al-Awwal as the beginning of the Hijri calendar. It reminds us of the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. And before I explain the circumstances that led to this migration, which constitutes the Hijri calendar till today we are considering as the date, for example, 1443 years after Hijra according to the lunar calendar, and 1400 years according to the solar calculation or solar calendar. Before we go further, let us remind ourselves about two migrations, two hijras. One wasn't with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it was by a group of Muslims who suffered a lot from the torture and atrocities of Quraysh, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam recommended to them to migrate to Abyssinia, where the king of Abyssinia at that time, with the name of Najashi or Negus, was known to be fair and just ruler. So this was a group of people, approximately 70, according to many authentic reports, headed by Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And you know the whole history about this event, that Amr ibn al-As moved from Mecca by sea to Abyssinia to talk to the king returning these migrants and allowing them to be continued to receive maximum of atrocity from them in Hijaz. But we know that the king of Abyssinia refused that, and there was a lot of dialogue going on to prove that really this was a divine message was sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all principles of justice and morality and conducting all right things, avoiding the vices. And this made the king happy, and at the same time that Ja'far ibn Abi Talib proved to the king of Abyssinia that we believe in Jesus as one of the great messengers, about the immaculate, birth made and was reported by Lady Maryam alayhi salam. This is regarding the group of Muslims who migrated to Abyssinia. But now, let us concentrate on the Hijra, or the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. Let us read in the Quran in Surah number 8, Ayah number 30, Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah number 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet, saying, "Remember when disbelievers plotted against you to imprison you or slay you, or drive you away. They plotted, but Allah had His own plan. He is the best of planners. This really explains and summarizes in a very short way, very briefly, the way that the disbelievers in Mecca planned and plotted many, many times to kill the Prophet, to imprison him, to drive him away, and to get rid of this faith or religion. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if they have a plot, they plan for something. Allah has got His own plan, and of course, He is the best of planners. How this plan was implemented? We read the story or the details of that plan in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah 207. So these two verses or ayah to be read together. First, the threat, the plot, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala managed to stop this in taking place by what? The ayah 207 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, reads, "Among men there is someone who sacrifices his life in exchange to Allah's pleasure. And that is something where all the Shia commentators, Mufassirin, and some of the Sunnis, including Al-Ghazali in Ihya al-Ulum. You know, Ghazali is described to be one of the greatest of Muslim thinkers and scholars. They all mention that this ayah, ayah 207 in Surah Al-Baqarah, was revealed to remind us about the readiness of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in putting his own life at risk, real threat, in order to guarantee and secure the survival of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is a long story, but we are going to summarize it in a few words. That the Archangel Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with the news that Allah informs you. Allah informs you about the plot made by Quraysh. They want to kill you. And they all agreed, all the tribes. And you know, the tribal customs and traditions were so strong, and still in some parts of Hijaz and Arabia. So, the plots was in this way, that every tribe chooses one brave man, and they try to include even the Bani Hashim, the Hashimites, one from the same family and the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And they decided at a particular time to attack the Prophet whilst he was in his bed, to kill him and get rid of that religion, which made a lot of changes in their lives and thoughts and their judgments. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this plot. Okay, what is the solution? What is the plan? Oh Muhammad, you order Ali to sleep in your bed, and you leave Mecca towards Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your enemies unaware and blind not to see you, and you leave allowing Imam Ali to stay there. So the Prophet summoned his cousin, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and said to him, Ali, this is what I informed. I've been informed that this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we read in Surah number 8, ayah number 30, that they plotted, but Allah Almighty had his own plan, and he is the best planner, which means that definitely successful and ends up with very good results. So, what do you think, Ali? Allah said, as Jibreel tells me, that you sleep in my bed and pretend that you are the person whom they want to slay. And do you know, brothers and sisters, what was the response of Imam Ali alayhi salam? And this is really what makes Ali so great in the eye of all Muslims, and all Muslims are indebted to that readiness for sacrifice, that risk that Imam Ali accepted. Yes. He asked, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I sleep in your bed, are you going to be safe? And the Prophet said, yes. Jibreel assured me that by doing so, I will be safe. So he said, I am ready. And what great response, what great position. A person knows that all the tribes gathered and they are united to kill someone. And a gentleman, a young person, who without any fear sleeps in that bed. And what happened? The moment they decided to attack, they noticed this one is Ali and not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Ali, where is Muhammad? And he said, I don't know. You did not ask me to look after him. And by way of that, the ayah says that there is someone who is ready to sacrifice his own life in exchange to Allah's pleasure, because Allah willed that and he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this readiness for great sacrifice is seen in him. So what follows? That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, left all the properties, wealth, money that people left with the Prophet as trust, as amana. Why? Because we know, history tells us, brothers and sisters, that the Prophet, even before the message of Islam, was known as-Sadiq al-Amin. As-Sadiq, the truthful. Al-Amin, the trustworthy. And because him being from the family, great family, son of Abdullah, Abdul Muttalib, Hashim, and all these dignitaries of Quraysh, he was in a position that everybody trusted him and brought whatever jewelry, money, whatever things valuable to him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left these with Ali and said that after I make sure that I arrived in Medina, you give back all those whatever things left as trust with me to their owners. Yes. You know, the political differences, the political rift and whatever, things did not stop Islam from observing the rights of people to be returned to them. And this what Imam Ali alayhi salam did. Then the ladies all were left with Ali to take them with him to Medina. But again, let's remember that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Quba, he did not enter Medina. At that time it was called Yathrib, and Medina city, Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, the Prophet's city. And that's now Medina. It is city in origin, but the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on it. So the Prophet did not enter Yathrib. But in the outskirts of Yathrib, it was Quba. He stayed there for approximately 21 days until Ali joined with the ladies and they entered together to the city of Yathrib, which became Medina later on. Brothers and sisters, so today, 1st of Rabi' al-Awwal, reminds of that great spirituality, readiness for Imam Ali alayhi salam to lose his life, to suffer a lot on the hand of the enemies who were ready to attack him, but he knew that by doing so, he will secure the survival of Islam, the survival of the message, the survival of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why we see his son Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that for 2 months of Muharram and Safar, all lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam commemorate his martyrdom, did the same. He sacrificed his own life with all those companions who joined him to survive, to make sure about Islam remaining intact and not being diluted or changed, altered by the Umayyads. And this is again what makes us so sincere and firm in following the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.